Well, so happy to be chatting with Kelly Loader today, a Juno Award nominee, runner-up in Canada's Got Talent, and ECMA nominations, Ron Hines Songwriter Award winners. Thank you so much, Kelly, for a quick chat.
Oh, no problem. Happy to be here.
Now, you're a name that came on the scene here a while back. When we look at the songwriting, the awards, the albums, what would be a favorite moment?
Oh, you know, winning the Songwriter of the Year at Music NL was really special. Just because you're sort of, you know, voted in by your peers, so they see you as somebody who's deserving. And it was really cool moment, that one. Yeah.
Looking back at having a connection to the Tokyo Olympic coverage, was that a highlight?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, I wrote the song Fearless initially for a film, and then I said, you know, this, I can totally see this song being represented by Team Canada or the Olympics or something. So I went on the hunt to find somebody that could potentially get the song through the right people. And I remembered this guy that I stayed in an Airbnb with. Actually, it was just a B&B. Not an Airbnb. And he was there vacationing from Edmonton, and he was he said he used to work in sports broadcasting. So I reached out to him, you know, years later when this song was happening, and said, "Do you know anybody at the Olympics?" And he said, "Let me see what I can do." And then 3 days later, I got an email from the executive producer at the Olympics. And said, "We want to use your song." So I was like, "Okay, this is what we're doing."
When was the decision made that music was going to be what's done, the career?
I think I chose everything else, and then I had to stop choosing everything else because nothing was choosing me except for music. I don't know, I kind of hated everything else I did, and well, you got to be happy, right?
Yeah.
So that was the selling point for me was, okay, both feet in now. And life's too short not to do what makes you happy. So.
Well, all I can say is it was a good decision. Looking at your upcoming touring schedule, there's so many shows that are sold out.
Yeah, it's great. And there's more that I haven't, you know, haven't been released yet, which is crazy. And I know it's just going to keep getting busier, and I'm looking forward to it.
So it's Stan Rogers Festival on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Then you make the trip to Lockport for Harmony Bazaar, Festival of Women and Song.
That's right.
Have you ever been in connection with any of these festivals, ever attended?
I've done Stan Fest before. That was in 2019, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, we're playing the main stage this time now, so it's a whole new ball game, I think. I'm really excited. It's gonna be great.
And down in Lockport on the stage right before Hillsburn, which is a great little spot. I don't know if you've ever been to Lockport or not, but
I haven't.
It's got a feel of its own little world, kind of like Newfoundland, kind of like Prince Edward Island. And once you cross the causeway, it's kind of neat.
Excited to see these places I haven't been to yet. We're going to Great Village as well, near Truro. That's right after Lockport. So we're a bit all over the map.
And you must like seafood, right?
I love seafood.
Perfect. Perfect time of year.
Yeah, I'm actually having lunch tomorrow in Dartmouth at a seafood place.
Nice. Kelly, when we look at the merchandise that you carry, and are you carrying merchandise with you to these shows?
Yeah. So we'll have brand new merchandise. We have hoodies and t-shirts, CDs for anybody who still knows what CDs are.
Those disky things. So
we've been doing really well on merch. We just did two shows out around the bay here in Newfoundland for the Come Home Queer Festival. And we sold out of our merch, so we had to get more made to ship overnight to Nova Scotia.
such a great message with what you're doing with your merchandise. Mold It Like a Monster, the t-shirts and whatnot, with proceeds still going to inclusivity. Is that still happening?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Just a great message to pass along. Anything else that we need to know as we come to the show? What should we be expecting?
Bring your tissues. It's going to be a mix of different kinds of songs, of different kinds of vibes. It's going to be, you know, heartfelt stuff, personal stuff, and then really fun stuff. So people will be able to dance, but they'll also be able to cry and listen, and yeah, I guess that's what people should expect.
All right. We take a listen to one of your tunes, Fearless. You gave us the story on that. What about Molded Like a Monster?
Molded Like a Monster, I wrote that song after watching the movie American Sniper, actually. And there's a scene in the movie where this little boy in Iraq comes out of one of the houses with a rocket launcher. And the American Sniper's sort of watching everything happen from a distance and begging the little boy to drop the gun because he knows what he'll have to do because he's headed towards his troops, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. Like, I couldn't get that gut-wrenching scene out of my head. And from then on, I was just, you know, this is a huge feeling for that man to have. And I just, from that moment on, I just wrote the song. And I mean, there's a lot of my own reflection on my own life too, being raised in the church and, you know, being queer and not being accepted and stuff like that. It's just, there's all kinds of stuff there.
Since we've just gone through Pride Week, is it getting better? The whole situation?
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was shocked to just be, I mean, it was my first Pride parade I ever attended, which was a bit of a shocker to a lot of people.
This year was?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And I was bearing the biggest flag at the parade. So, it was quite incredible. I never expected to feel the things I felt.
That's great.
At that parade. I was excited to be a part of it, I guess, but when the parade started and I was, you know, it was almost like I was Santa Claus in the Christmas parade. But like the Pride version. You know, they left me for the end and I was in this big boat and I was at the front of the boat. They called me Captain Kelly with the big flag. It was really something.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for the chat, and looking
thank
forward
you.
To upcoming shows and hopefully to get tickets to one before it sells out, because I see that they're selling out quicker than they get announced. So congratulations and enjoy.
Thanks so much. All right. Have a good day.